Beloveds, I want to take just a couple moments this morning to share with you some of the things I shared at our leadership retreat just a couple weeks ago, so we can envision together what this coming year is going to look like for us. The leadership has dubbed this year our year of adventure. And it is going to be an adventure. And that spirit of adventure, if we can really embody that, that will take us far. And I just trust that it's going to be the thing that keeps us moving forward when the surface of things, of the water, when the familiar that we have is no longer with us. So as you know, there's a few initiatives going on this year. The first is this rather large building renovation, and we are so ready for this. For those of you who are not at the leadership retreat, the energy in that room was clearly one of readiness. And those of you who are around here regularly can tell, it's like the way this congregation thinks methodically about what we're doing and how to go about it is what creates the base from which we can grow and learn, and the base from which we can also have fun doing what we're doing. We are so ready. This year is also the year where we are doing a final year of interim staffing for our religious education program. And so that's another major initiative we have, and I hope each of you will find ways to be engaged in that. We are having a meeting on the 23rd after the service to talk more about what that position might look like. So the external scaffolding of our space is going to be shifting, and we are shifting our internal organizational structures with staffing, and the third thing is this real acknowledgement that we are a what we'd be called a program-sized church. We are at about 300 members. It's pretty amazing. We're at about 300 members, and in that kind of a structure, you need to learn to do things differently. And I'm actually quite delighted that these things are coming at the same time for us. In a typical smaller church structure, you can imagine it like a spoke, and things come into the middle to either to the minister, the board, and an office manager. When you start to grow, that spoke can't take quite so many things coming in at it. And so now we need to imagine ourselves as a web of relationships. And so when Ruth was here for the past year and a half, we did a big reorganization to help us understand ourselves, those webbed relationships. And this year is a year more than ever that we are going to need to rely and build the stronger foundation of relationships amongst each other. Because without our space here, without the container of our space, it really is the relationships that will sustain us. And let me tell you a little secret. That's what sustains us all the time anyway. A congregation is not a bricks and mortar building. We are doing this because we realize that in order to be this center for spiritual exploration and justice making, this space, this container, was confining to us. But we are far more than this container. And so even when we're away from our space, that web of relationships we have is what has always sustained us and what will continue to sustain us. People come into congregational life seeking a sense of belonging, often. That's one of the first things. It's isolation, it's life change, it's the world that feels just too crazy to go it alone anymore. That container, that can feel very grounding to have a space to return to. And now that space is us. So as we were thinking, the leadership was thinking about what the goals for this year is, knowing that so many things are just moving forward, we came up with one two-word goal: stay connected. Do you think you guys can remember that this year? One goal.
Stay connected.
Excellent, you already got it. So my question for you in this coming year, where there will be a lot of change and some upheaval and things that might be so familiar to you and help you feel like you are really centered and belonging here, those are going to change. My question for you is, how will you as an individual stay connected? And my second question for you is, how will you help others stay connected so that we are deeply weaving those webs of relationship no matter where we are? And that we use this year, which I'm sure it will be, a year of learning and growing for each of us personally and collectively, so that we, when we come back into our building, new and different and sparkly, we will come back stronger than when we left. Stronger than when we left. That is my vision for this coming year. That is how I hope to lead you as we go forth. These simple two words, stay connected. May this be our promise and our prayer for ourselves, for each other, and really, truly, for the world out there. Blessed be.